Now, we have all heard the phrase no room at the inn. But what about no place in the hospital for religion? Is the health service fast becoming a place where being able to tell people about your faith is a complete no-no? This week, a Christian doctor accused of sharing his beliefs with a patient was found not guilty by the General Medical Council. That the complaint was investigated at all may say something about the way things are going in the public service arena. Dr. Mark Pickering, excuse me, is the chief executive of the Christian Medical Fellowship, and he joins me on BBC Radio Sheffield now. Mark, how important do you think this ruling was?
I think essentially it just reiterates the GMC's existing guidance on personal beliefs and medical practice. And Dr. Scott made it clear that he's aware of that guidance. He endeavours to follow it in his practice, and that was largely why the complaint went no further. The GMC's guidance talks about how patients and doctors all have personal beliefs, and actually the doctor should be asking about those beliefs because they're often important to the care that they provide.
I can imagine. In fact, I know people who work in the medical profession, and I can only imagine how unpleasant having to go up in front of the GMC or having a complaint sent to the GMC must be. Was it right that this complaint was actually got that far?
Well, I think that the slight complication with Dr. Scott is that he has had a previous complaint upheld when there was a specific patient situation, and that's several years ago, and that's now expired. He talked about the case earlier this year on Radio 4, and then the National Secular Society received an anonymous information from one of their supporters who said they knew someone at Dr. Scott's practice. It was all very secondhand, and they put two and two together and said, "Well, we need to tell the GMC about this." So I think it was appropriate in that circumstance that the GMC looked into it, but there was no hearing. So Dr. Scott had to fill out some forms. He didn't have to go and have an official hearing before them. And the GMC looked at it and I think quite appropriately dropped the case.
I suppose I'm trying to work out where this would be a problem, and I mean, I'm also trying to work out at what point during a doctor's appointment I would need or to hear about the religion of my doctor. I suppose there's an argument, isn't there, that it's just not necessary. Why would it ever be appropriate and necessary to tell a patient that you believe in X, Y, or Z?
Well, I think there are two sides to that, really. Firstly, the patients have beliefs that are very important to their healthcare concerns. So you take a few examples. A patient with mental health problems, very often depression or anxiety, are linked to a lack of hope, a lack of social cohesion and social relationships and networks, or concerns about the future, the big pictures of life, what happens after we die, etc. If a patient is facing terminal illness, then a lot of their concerns and worries will be about things like that. Patients often have issues about guilt and forgiveness for things that they've done in the past. And so it's perfectly appropriate, in fact, good medical practice to ask if somebody has any beliefs that are affecting the way that they're feeling about these things. So doctors need to be comfortable discussing faith questions. I think many doctors just would never go down there, and that would be poor practice because it's really important to the patients.
But that's different.
I've often asked these questions.
But asking about
Yeah.
someone's faith and in the context of how they're feeling, that's one thing. But then saying, "Well, I believe X, Y, and Z," that is different. And where would that be necessary?
Well, of course, and I think doctors are used to discussing difficult questions. We ask people about their sexual history, about their mental health, about their views on death and dying, even their smoking and weight. It's important to be able to talk about those things. And if you're talking about an issue where faith questions may be relevant, there's nothing wrong with saying, for instance, I would often use a line such as, "Many people have found faith really important in terms of coping with situations like this. I'm a Christian myself, it's important to me for X, Y, Z." But then the question is, where do you cross a boundary? And I think it's very often important to raise it with a patient and say, have you ever considered this? And that may be in a generic sense or in a specific sense in terms of a particular belief. But then you have to be careful not to then go too far with that. And that's why the GMC's guidance is good about not imposing your beliefs on people. So at the Christian Medical Fellowship, we provide training for our members in terms of being able to discuss these questions comfortably, but not going beyond those boundaries with them. And I think the particular complaint here from the National Secular Society is going far beyond a sort of multicultural understanding of patients have different beliefs about things, to saying that religion should be really off the table. And they even go so far as to say that hospital chaplaincy should not be organized around religion and belief. And that, to me, is incredible that they would say such a thing.
So actually, right, okay, so they don't want hospital chaplaincy to be in any way linked to any particular religion. What if that actually happened, what effect do you think that would have?
Well, I think it's there's two things. Is what do patients tend to believe, you know, and what does the evidence say about belief? You know, over 1,200 studies that show that look into religion and belief, and the vast majority of them show that religious belief is actually has a positive effect on people's health outcomes. Also that religion and belief is very important to most patients. And to be able to say that, no, you have to have some sort of secular humanist chaplain who will just, you know, talk about a bit of poetry or ask you some generic questions or provide generic pastoral support, that's simply not good enough. So there are many patients who, for whom their own personal faith is incredibly important to them, and they want to be able to receive support from somebody who understands and can relate to that. I've heard stories of people in hospices, for instance, when they're approaching death, and if they have a keen personal Christian belief, then they want to speak to a Christian minister. But instead, in some situations, they've been provided with a humanist chaplain, and they've just said, this is not good enough. This is not what I want. This is not what I'm asking for. So it's that boundary, I think, between a multicultural approach that respects the different views of patients and a secular approach that goes far beyond that and tries to dilute down everything and make it to some lowest common denominator, which is often not very good for anybody.
Thanks for talking to me this morning. That's Dr. Mark Pickering, the Chief Executive of the Christian Medical Fellowship.